dial your password and press pound. You have 1 new message and 4 saved messages. To review, press 1. First new message sent today at 12 a.m.
In the years before the personal computer, there was the telephone. In the days before the World Wide Web, in the wee small hours before the dawn of email, there was voicemail. From the late 80s to the mid-90s, in the suburban sprawl of Silicon Valley, there existed a community of voicemail box owners, or voice jailers.
Voice jailers, a ragtag cadre of 4 philosophical insomniacs bound together by the humming copper filament of their own collective isolation. This is their story. These are their voices. This is Midnight Voice Jail.
Hi, this message is for... My name is Michelle. I'm calling from Power Personnel. And I'm calling regarding your resume that you posted on Career Mosaic. And we currently have a couple positions available in-house, and they're both full-time and permanent. As I was looking here, you are looking for a full-time swing shift, which is what the position is. I mean, are. So if you can give me a call back, my number is 408-9144. And again, my name is Michelle, and I'm with Power Personnel. Thanks, and have a good afternoon. Bye-bye.
Sunday, September 30th, 9:13 p.m. from...
It's the whole thing about karma, basically.
Anyway, the folks are known as cyclical. It's called the vita est laborum. In English, that means life is a job. And that's what we found out. You know, life is hard. You think it's difficult sometimes? That's because it's a job. We're all getting paid $14.50 a day. So what, I mean, it doesn't sound like much, maybe $14.50 a day. But, you know, over a period of like 60, 70, 80 years, nothing to sneeze, you know that. And what happens to you when you die? You know, it's like the soul that leaves the body. It's like a little bobble in a 7-Up. You know, just because it's shooting up. And you see yourself going down this long, dark tunnel. But you're not afraid. And then when you get to the end, you see your whole life go by you. You know, from when you was a little baby till the day you die. And then they pay you. God and his helpers, you know, they bring in all of this money. And then God, he goes over all of your sins and you get fined. You know, like stealing a car is like $400. Murder is maybe, you know, the worst. It's like $50,000. Masturbation, you know, maybe like a 25 or 35 cents. That's a cheap sin. You know, but for a lot of people, you know, that can't amount up, you know. Just because, you know, there is no free lunch. Anyway, you've got all of your sins, you know, and if you have enough money to pay for your sins, you can go to heaven. But if you don't have enough money, you got to go back again, you know, kind of like be born again, and it's like going back to work, you know. And, you know, it's really tough. But some guys, like mafioso types, you know, they might have to spend 4 or 5 lifetimes as nuns to just make it.
End of message.
Fuck, man, you know, this world needs to be shaken. I don't like this world anymore. I mean, all it is money. I hate money. I fucking deal with it every day. I don't like money. And I just spend it. When I have it, it's gone, man.
End of message.
Well, if you don't mind my saying, you sound very angry and bitter and stressed. Guess about being a slave to the clock, keeping your nose to the grindstone. Deja vu. Yeah, it's a horrible situation. It really is. Being a whore. Today's working world. But you know what? At least you are angry, aren't you? Yeah, I think you are. You are angry because you don't want to have to fucking sell yourself like this day in, day out, just eating away your fucking life like this. But you know what? As long as you're angry, that's a good sign because then you're not docile, you're not complacent, you know? You know what I'm saying? At least you've still got yourself. You're not like these just ignorant, complacent Americans that riddle this great land of ours. Interesting night. I think it's time to call it a day.
End of message. You may start your message now.
Oh God, here it comes.
I love voicemail.
I love voicemail.
Voice jail.
492 system does rule.
The mailbox community, the mailbox world.
Your outgoings have gotten interesting. I think it's time you be inducted into the voicemail hall of fame.
Voice jail.
Easy to do. Go ahead and try.
You have reached 492-80.
Well, that's a pretty funny thing you got there.
Moist jail. I noticed we're the only ones up at this time of the day.
Can't help but sound bizarre.
I'm trying to take your advice about being peaceful, because that's true. If I stress out, everybody stresses out. But I guess I don't really stress out that much. Oh, yeah, I make real smart-ass comments sometimes, but, you know, they get over it. They can't really fire me. I'm too important here. 6:31 p.m.
See, we're like all in little cages, man, like in a giant pet shop. Millions and millions of little white mice running on our wheels, going as fast as we can. Because we're all scared, man. Every day, get up, 7 a.m., drink 2 cups of caffeine, jump in the car, get stuck in traffic, get to work, kiss the boss's ass, make a deadline, drink more caffeine, get back in the car, get stuck in traffic again, get home, pay bills that you can't even afford, eat your microwave dinner, jump into bed. Oh, wait, I forgot the most important thing. Watch a little TV, gotta get the messages into the head. Get up the next morning, do it all over again. They call that being responsible, man.
Spick and span on your big ass man, Fan Jan Ran.
I can't believe that Mr. 115 still has a box and is still doing this. And I called it and I kind of cried inside because I had hoped that after all this time, I don't know, maybe you'd be doing something different, maybe you'd be moving on in life, but you're still stagnant. You're still in the same place that you were. I, on the other hand, am doing really well. I'm, you know, firmly entrenched in law school, and I'll be out soon, and I'm going to be making a lot of money. And, boy, I don't know. Is there anything I can do for you? Let me know.
You have to understand, as I was trying to tell Jim, you've been brainwashed, and we've been brainwashed as a whole, as a society, for the longest time. It's been ingrained into our brains that apathy is the worst thing of living, when actually it's exactly the opposite. It's the best attitude in life.
I was telling some of the other mailbox people, I was telling them, you know, life is just nothing but dirty dishes. Dirty dishes, man. Clean the dishes, dirty them up. Clean the dishes, dirty them up. Clean the dishes, dirty them up. Take your clothes off, put your clothes on.
My God, you know, if I don't do the dishes, what am I going to, you know, use every single dish in the house until it's dirty and lying around the kitchen?
Right now is what's happening. And then tomorrow will be what's happening. You know what I'm saying?
Sitting in the sunshine, soaking up some rays, waiting on the moonshine to put me in a daze. Got a little sweetie wearing channel number 5. It couldn't be any better. It's so good to be alive.
And here I'm at my own little home, you know, and I can blow my fucking brains out if I wanted to. I could do anything I want. I can bring a girl here. I can jack off. I can bang my head against the walls. I can cut my wrist. I can draw dirty pictures. I can think profound thoughts. I can have groovy experiences. I can burn incense. I can do whatever I want. It's just so nice.
What I'm also saying is, yeah, I admire you. If you're happy being where you are in life, well, then that's really all. That's all that's important. But being a pragmatist in life is also something important that I think you've overlooked. Really, what are you going to do? I mean, I think it's got to be a little bit distressing to you, wondering, you know, where am I going to be down the road here? You know, are you looking for your poetry or your songs for you to hit pay dirt? Maybe they will. You know, who's to say they won't? But, you know, you've got to have some long-range goals that you are looking at to improve the quality of life.
It's really a blast to be able to expand beyond that.
and realize there's other little things to trip on and do and think and be a part of, you know. You don't have to always, you know, get stuck in that fucking mold, that fucking goddamn carved out path, you know, pre-carved out path for everybody. I mean, just, yeah, that's boring. That's just, it's boring.
You know, once we've settled on the mundane and, you know, not wanting to do anything else, we become very boring and stifled people. And, you know, no matter how old we are, we've got to be, you know, setting new ideals and new goals and achieving, you know, new lofty positions for ourselves. That's what keeps us invigorated and keeps us young, you know, maybe not in body, but, you know, maybe in spirit. So, you know, I would like to think you have these goals and ambitions, but, you know, on the other hand, maybe you don't. Maybe you've supposedly found something that everybody's looking for. Maybe you found this incredible true harmony with yourself. But I don't know. I don't think any people have done that. In fact, I don't think any people have done that. But anyway,
it's moments like these that I can appreciate the times when I used to think, you know, is it ever going to get any better? And, well, here it is, baby. And it would have been better then if we just would have had our attitude clicked in, you know, to letting it be better. Because it's always good. It's always groovy. It's always here. It's just, are you aware of it, you know? Are you experienced enough to be aware of it? And so it's the process of being aware, you know?
9:10 p.m.
Yeah, every time some asshole wants to make an excuse for some other asshole who wants to throw you in the street or break your heart or screw up your life in some other way, they tell you that it's because you need to grow. And pain is growth, right? And growth is painful and change is hard and all that other crap. And don't you believe a word of it. Pain ain't growth. Pain ain't nothing but just pain.
End of message.
Well, you know, my attitude has changed, because I used to be a bore, used to run for misery, which only brought me more. And now I'm so damn busy, it's a wonder I get to sleep. Yes, this life of being shallow sure beats acting like I'm deep. I never worked a hard day, and everything's been free. I'll never know the meaning of responsibility. I've never paid my taxes nor seen the looks of bills, and the only thing I've lifted is a handful of pills. Ow!
Have you ever thought about your retirement? Have you ever thought about your retirement? Where are you going to be when you're 55 or 60 years old? Are you going to be living in an apartment, you know, some cold apartment, unable to afford the fucking heating bill because you can no longer get up and go to work and at, you know, whatever, 1:30, 2:30 in the morning because you got arthritis in the knees and your eyes are bad and you got flat feet and all this. You know, have you thought about having money to retirement for your old age? Are you going to be working at a minimum wage or, you know, $6 or $8 an hour job forever, working, never getting ahead? You know, that's the whole thing. You know, that's my concern.
You know, having everything good, be a white man, having a white life, a white little conservative, one little white, well, whatever, white, boring, stupid old man, you know, you go around in your mind, running around, and then getting drunk, going to parties, having fun, going stupid, boring job, and being whatever, a hyper person, wasting your intelligence and creativity in some boring, mundane, burnout job.
I'm a high-flying hot dog, and all my bills are paid. Got my Lotus in the carport, and my Porsche's in the shade. In the summer, I live in Sweden. In the winter, stand for bears. Life is getting better, despite what everybody says.
My friend's got a girlfriend, and he hates that bitch.
that's something everyone can enjoy.
Thank you.
Hey, Steve, it's Cynthia. Just wanted to connect with you again. Talk to Carrie a little bit about your situation, and she suggested that I give you a call back and ask if you would want to spend some time with her. She feels that you don't understand the whole concept of ghosting. It's not as if we're putting these people here to cancel them. Everyone thought you were doing such a great job, and we were having a staff meeting today, and everyone was kind of blown away and suggested that I give you a call to see if maybe there's something that we can explain to you or help you out with. Why don't you call the office, yay or nay? You know, I'm not trying to force you into this, but maybe we can talk about it a little bit more. You can call the office. SB is there, and you can have her call me in conference from home. So talk to you soon. Please do give us a call back. We've loved you as an employee. So thanks so much for working with us and giving us the joy that you did. Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
End of message.
What is happiness?
Now, why do you ask a question like that? If your child, when he was just learning to speak, came out with a philosophical fucking question like, how do I achieve happiness? I think he was a little advanced. But anyway, to clarify your fucking question, happiness is whatever makes you happy, and you just wait and you'll find out what it is.
Happiness, well, a simple term is something that makes you smile, makes you feel good about yourself. If you can do something and you feel good about it, even if you know you blew it, I mean, it could be something that you totally bombed, but if you still feel good about it, and you feel like you want to go out there and you want to do it again, that's happiness.
You know, it's not my place to be telling you my ideas of happiness and expecting you to live up to them, because your ideas of happiness might be different than mine. You might grow up to be a sculptor or something weird, or you might be the happiest fucking mailman in the world. Whatever makes you happy, man, as long as it ain't hurting other people, go right ahead and do it.
Strive for peace. Look for balance. And above all, remember, no matter what, you'll get used to it.
Sunday, 5:32 a.m.
10 and 10? All right. And 5:20. You're welcome. How are you doing? Yeah. Six? Six on six. Hey, that's a match. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and maybe make 6. Okay, thanks a lot. Thanks, you have a better one.
Have a good one. Have a good one. Have a good one. Thanks. You have a better one. Have a good 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 one. Oh, here we go. What's this? Hold on. Wait, let me see what it is. Well, hi. $5 and number 10? Who says? You? Oh, all right. $5 and number 10. You're welcome. I thought maybe it was Melissa. You ever hear from Disco Woman? I can't tell whether she's afraid of me, is scared of me, or pissed off at me. Hi, Arco Shoppers. Flashing Blue Light Special says we've got gas prices raising every 5 minutes. And you guys are on rollerblades. I hope you guys have identification for that ice cream. We need ID. Willie Nelson. All right, that works. I give up. What happened? We don't, really? What, did they take it out? Oh, yeah, if you just go right through there and to your left, you can find it. Sure thing. Is someone pumping your gas for you? All right. Yeah, but this is a Flintstone push-up.
Yeah.
All right. Where's Bam Bam? There's Dino on the side. If you push it up far enough, what happens? I guess you finish it. 59 for the so on and so forth. Let's see if we got any tax on that. I don't believe so. All right, 59 out of 100. There you go. You're welcome. Oh, you're welcome. What? Oh, you have a better one. I love it when people leave change on the pumps, you know? One guy left $6.76. That's a nice tip. I got the receipt and I got the thing. Okay. Hey, mister, you left your change. Yeah, sure, I'm going to run after him and tell him. I didn't even see it till 15 minutes afterwards. What? Broken, really? We can just throw it away, I'll eat it. How can you break ice cream? I don't understand. Just peel it. Push it down on something. It's called a push-up. What kind of ice cream is that in there? They used to have just one flavor. It's like, How much is this? Oh, $1.49? Yeah, $1.03 on sale. I know. Okay.
And I passed it by once. 149. They make this even so retards can do it. What are you laughing at? Okay, 149 out of 50. Does this include a generous tip?
Sure.
Really?
That's the meeting.
All right. You know, for 7 cents more, you get another pack? Do it, huh? That's it. Looks like we got 767 out of 10. And Mr. 115 is your change.
Thank you.
There you go. For our master friends. Have a nice day.
End of message.
It turns out success isn't a place at all. All that happens is that everything gets more intense and harder to comprehend and keeps going.
Hey, that's pretty good. You just got a raise and they're paying you $7.25 an hour to do what you do, and that is fucking criminal. They just gave me a raise. They just gave me a raise too, excuse me. From fucking $7.75 to $8.15, it's criminal for what I do, because all my fucking job is, and the fucking company wants it this way, is fucking management, is to teach, delegate, and supervise. That's my fucking job. Teach, delegate, and supervise. When I teach, I don't go, here, watch this and learn how to do it. I just tell them how to fucking do it. And I don't lift me a fucking finger. And it was great, you know. Fucking my manager likes it. He says, yeah. He says, this is your year. We're getting you out of here this year. I said, fucking right on, buddy. Yeah, you do that. You get me out of here. I've been waiting too fucking long for my own store. And I only make more money from here for doing even less. I do fucking dick for fucking being an assistant manager. And the fucking manager, he can sit flat on his fucking ass on the telephone all day. For all the corporate office chairs, just as long as the shit's getting done, man. You got your fucking grunt workers. They start at fucking $7 an hour. Fuck. Can you believe that? Shit, man. I have them hold $50 a week out of my paycheck, Steve. And they pay me 10% interest at the end of every fucking month. Or, no, I mean 10% interest per year, right? That's fucking killer money on a savings plan. And I don't even miss it. I'm depositing $200 a fucking month. What's fucking $2,400 a fucking year at 10% interest, which will make me another $240 a month. A couple years, I can go out and fucking buy me a brand new fucking truck, clear, and not even fucking miss it. Oh, life is sweet. I love living in America. Only in America could you have a fucking company that'll pay you that much money for doing shit. Isn't it fucking great? Oh, I love it. Wave the flag. Well, sometimes I get talking too fast, and good thing I went back and listened to that. I only earn $240 interest a year, not a month. Now, if I could find something that'll make you $240 a month for doing nothing, I would gladly do it, but short of being on drugs or playing the fucking stock market, I don't know what.
And his message.
I don't know what else to say.
We're at work, and looks like these people are gonna come into the store, so we gotta go.
Anyway, we gotta get back to work, so later.
Anyway, I gotta get out of here, gone. I'm out of here.
Good deal.
Well, have a good one, and we'll speak with you later on. We'll speak with you soon.
So I guess we'll talk to you later. Have a good night.
Bye.
Sayonara.
Great.
End of message.
Sent today at 12:29 a.m.
You have just heard episode 3 of Midnight Voice Jail. Midnight Voice Jail is produced by Phineas Narco and Angel Demonique, compiled and edited by Phineas Narco, with material provided by Ronald Redball, Alexander T. Newport, and Angel Demonique. Visit us on the web at www.geocities.com/voicejail. Thanks to the National Cynical Network and all voice jailers everywhere. See you next time.
You have no messages remaining. Bye.